More telephone calls coming up momentarily, but we are talking Seattle Seahawks football. We are joined by a wide receiver for the Hawks. 3 receptions, 29 yards, and 2 TDs in Sunday's win at Cleveland. 11 receptions, 145 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the last 4 games. He was a 2-time academic All-ACC selection. Undrafted in 2013 out of Clemson, Seattle 5-1 on the season. They're hosting Baltimore on Sunday. Jerron Brown is my guest. Jerron, good to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Doing well. How's it going?
Good. It's great. It's good to have you on the show. Thanks so much. So you went on the road to Cleveland. You had an absolute battle for that win. How was that flight back to Seattle after a come-from-behind victory like that one?
It's always good to, you know, go back with a win. Of course, those cross-country road games. But I think that win was so important. You know, we want to continue to keep the slow streak that we got here going and get some momentum going into this week.
Now, obviously, the offensive line was missing a couple of starters, yet as an offense, you didn't blink. What's that say about the mental and physical toughness of this group?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple guys down, and I think that's going to be needed. That will be definitely tested, and, you know, those guys is ready to come in and step up and without missing a beat. That was a good defensive line front, and, yeah, you got to give kudos to those guys.
Seattle Seahawks, Jerron Brown is my guest. So let me ask you about a couple of plays from the game itself, starting with that 17-yard TD pass from Russell Wilson late in the second quarter. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on that play, and then how did it feel when you got both feet in bounds?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it was a simple check. Russ kind of saw coverage, saw it was no safety help. And, yeah, it was basically just a post-corner route. Yeah, when initially I didn't realize how close I was to the sideline until actually watching the playback. And, yeah, I just had to hurdle over like a cameraman. But, I mean, he made a heck of a throw. He took a hit, and, yeah, I just wanted to make a catch for him.
All right, so when you make a play like that and you have a touchdown reception like that, you got to celebrate that, right? And not just with any celebration, but you got to celebrate that in a special way. You guys broke out the NSYNC dance. Lay it out for me.
Oh, yeah.
When did you start thinking about that one? And then what kind of a grade would you give yourselves for the execution?
You know, everybody's been talking about the dance. Everybody's asking me who came up with that. You know, I would have to say I have to give credit to Tyler Lockett and David Moore. They both came up with that. And you know, I feel like David kind of messed up one of the moves. So I don't know. I have to look at the playback again. But yeah, it was always fun to celebrate.
That's funny, man. It's not as easy as it looks, right? I mean, you catch a touchdown like that. You got a lot of adrenaline pumping. You've got the emotion in the moment. You got to be peaking. So what kind of presence of mind does it take to make sure you execute the choreography correctly? It can't be as easy as
I know,
it looks.
It's almost like you got to calm down and you got to remember, okay, focus. Okay, remember the moves because you don't want to be that guy, of course, obviously. So you know, we got to take a little pride. And then, I mean, to be honest with you, we only actually rehearsed it probably a couple times right before the game. So to go out there and have that flawless execution is promising.
Jerron Brown joining us. All right, so then you come back in the second half and you score again, this time on third and goal on a play where Russ bought some time. You scrambled to the center of the field to give him a target. What was going through your mind on that play? How did that go down?
Yeah, I was hoping he'd see me. You know, try to get in the open area. They were in zone defense, and, yeah, just try to find open space. And, you know, he slung it in there and was able to fit in such a tight window. And, yeah, that was a heck of a throw by him.
All right, so he's having an amazing season, but it seems like some people still do not recognize exactly what this guy's doing. As somebody who works with Russ all the time and has a chemistry with him, what is it about him that makes him so unique and makes him so special?
I mean, just the way he works, the way he prepares himself. You know, first guy in the building, last guy out, of course. Just his leadership from that aspect. And, you know, he's just such a poised guy. We already know he's an amazing athlete, but, you know, just that overall feel and the togetherness of this team is really starting to come together. So, yeah, he deserves all the attention that he's getting.
All right, so in terms of the attention, is there any doubt in your mind that if the vote were held today that he'd be the league MVP?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either. There's some other guys I can make an argument for, but if I had to vote today, I'd give it to him right now. So if you go back a little bit, Jerron, you played your high school ball in South Carolina in a small town. What was life like growing up there and playing high school ball there?
Right. I mean, yeah, small town, Sherrall, South Carolina. very football-oriented town. It was fun. You know, everything revolved around football. You know, I had the opportunity, obviously, stay in state, continue playing at Clemson, but yeah, it was the same atmosphere, man. Real nice, one of those old football country town. So I was able to, yeah, make a name for myself.
So in terms of Clemson, what was it like to be recruited by Dabo Swinney?
That was great. And I was thrilled once he actually became the head coach. It was such an easy transition because he was a wide receiver coach. So definitely knew they'll be throwing the ball a lot more.
We're talking to Jerome Brown. So you went undrafted, and that can be a tough blow from an emotional standpoint. But then you signed with Arizona, and you went to work. What was your mindset when it came to showing up to camp and trying to earn that job?
I knew I had something to prove. I came in with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, you say that. Undrafted, that's the hard way, you know. I knew that nothing was going to come easy, but I was prepared for it. So I think Clemson definitely prepared me for the NFL for sure.
So in terms of having something to prove, were you looking to prove everybody wrong or were you looking to prove yourself right?
I definitely knew what I could do. So I definitely probably say to everyone else wrong for sure.
Jerome Brown joining me for a few more moments. You talked about also learning from Larry Fitzgerald in your time at Arizona. Like, what kind of things did you pick up from him about taking care of business on the field and taking care of your body off of it?
Yeah, I mean, certain stuff just like technique-wise, he's such a technician. He's not, obviously not the fastest guy, but just he can always get off the line, and he's always open. So just learn from that aspect of how to get open in general and just how to be a professional off the field, take care of the body, stuff like that. As a young player, I didn't realize, the importance of it, and, you know, definitely helped.
So in camp, Russell Wilson talked about how he wanted to get you more involved. When you come from a situation where you were undrafted and you had to fight for everything to having the coaches and the quarterback raving about you, saying, we got to find a way to get this guy more involved. Like, how does that feel? Does it feel like you finally have arrived and you've proven yourself right?
Yeah, I mean, no, I wouldn't say that because it's definitely a fight every year, really. Every week I'm, trying to get better and trying to challenge myself to get better. So I don't think I'll ever get at a point where I'm like, hey, I arrived. But, definitely good to draw some praise from the coaches and the quarterbacks. Of course, I'll take it. But at the same time, I'm always working, man.
Seattle's 5-1, and he had a couple of touchdowns in that win over Cleveland, undrafted out of Clemson, and getting an opportunity. Jerome Brown, my guest. Jerome, I appreciate it. Thanks for the conversation. Good luck.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
That's fun. I appreciate you. Thank you. Good to talk some Seahawk football on the program. They're 5-1. And I love stories like that. Love to find a guy like that. Small town, South Carolina, goes to Clemson, was a two-time academic All-ACC selection, undrafted, gets the opportunity, makes the most of it. And you've got a guy like Russell Wilson saying in camp, hey, we got to find a way to get this guy the ball. We got to find a way to get the ball in his hands so he can make plays.